So local sport is starting to return to the Upper Hunter, and one of the very popular sports is netball. Joining me to have a chat about it from the Scone Netball Association is President Natalie Smith. Natalie, how are you doing this morning?
I'm well, thank you. How are you?
Very well, thank you. You excited for the new season that's coming?
We are very excited, and we're mainly excited because we have new courts in our future. So that's one of our best things that we've been looking forward to for a very long time.
There is a little bit of work to be done at the Bill Rose Sports Complex there for you, though?
Yeah, there is. And unfortunately, there has been some slight delays. We're making sure we're making the courts as strong as possible so that they'll last us a very long time. And so we're just waiting on confirmation on what our finish date will be for those courts.
Okay. Now, one of the great things about local sport is there's always a core group of people who have to come together to make it work for the majority. And you still need a few extra core members this year.
We certainly do. We had our AGM at the end of last year, and I know it was a very busy year for everybody and a very frustrating year in many ways. But unfortunately, we weren't able to fill all our positions at that time. So we do have a range of positions still available, some of the most important ones being our secretary and our representative coordinator. Without those positions, we certainly can't run our club. And we have a huge amount of girls who participate in netball in Scone. And so, you know, there's a lot of people who are involved with this who perhaps have skills that they don't realise they have and could step forward and give us a hand.
So is it fair to say that no experience necessary?
Absolutely not. We have a good core group of our committee who have been on the committee for a while, and we're all willing to help out. And we all help each other and guide each other through the process, and we don't expect everyone to know everything straight up. And that's why it's a learning experience together for all of us.
And I suppose, look, a lot of men and women would look back on the fact that when they were kids, all these sports just seemed to be there on a Saturday. Their mums and dads were the ones who were jumping in and helping out. And probably it's fair to say now it's their turn to put their hand up and just do a little bit for the local community sport.
I completely agree. I've been part of the Netball Association since even before my own daughter was able to play netball. Netball has been a love in my life, and it takes some effort to get it organised and going. So we really do need people to step up and help us out.
How should they get in contact with you if they're interested there, Natalie?
So the best way to get in contact with us is probably just to jump onto our Facebook page. You can send us a message via the Facebook page. All our details and all our updated information is also on there. Otherwise, you can also just Google our website. Just Google Scone and District Netball Association, and our website will come up for you. That's easier than trying to remember a web address.
Absolutely. The Scone Netball Association Facebook page was really easy to find. I'll tell you why, because I found it. And if I can do it, anyone can. And finally, before I let you go, there's a bit of a push to get kids back involved in netball this year.
There sure is. Netball New South Wales is just releasing a Come and Play Netball campaign. And the details for that will be on the Netball New South Wales website. And we'll also put a link on our Facebook page for that as well. It's basically saying netball's fun and it's great fitness. So come back to netball, give it a go. We'll have beautiful new courts for everyone to play on. So everyone's going to be safe. So, you know, it's really exciting time for netball in Scone.
It sure is. Natalie, looking forward to a great new season in 2021. Hopefully we'll get an opportunity to speak again. And thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you so much.